The president of Brazil has been widely criticized for his decision on Tuesday to expel a New York Times reporter after he wrote a story the president found insulting. Journalist groups call the move censorship, and a court has temporarily suspended the expulsion. The controversy is just the latest trouble for President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
At first, Lula got a rare lift from the New York Times article. It had reported that his drinking was a national concern, and most Brazilians were offended and rushed to his defense. But the situation backfired when Lula decided to kick out the offending reporter, says newspaper columnist Artur Chichel. I'm embarrassed to be in a country in which the president commits such a dictatorial act, Chichel said on the influential CBN radio network. Chichel went on to marvel at the speed of the decision to kick out the reporter, given how laborious everything else has been in the Lula government. And that's been the real knock against Lula in the 16 months since he took office. He's been slow to act, and even slower to create the 10 million jobs he promised in the campaign. Nowhere is this more obvious than the plaza in front of Rio de Janeiro's central train station, where the unemployed peddle knickknacks to commuters. Adriana Cruz is trying to sell two scuffed Barbie dolls. She says she's given up on Lula's promises. If he hasn't created jobs by now, he never will, she says. But Lula is in a bind because he also promised to be a fiscal conservative to please the International Monetary Fund, which requires Brazil to keep a tight money policy. Lula has kept his promise, but that means asking the poor to be patient. On May Day, he sounded apologetic as he explained why he's raising the minimum wage to only $84 a month.
We are going to work all year, all through our term in office, to find the conditions to make the minimum wage better than it was in the past and better than it is now. But we can't spend what we don't have.
Brazil's economic growth has also been threatened by high oil prices and the U.S. budget deficit, which is sucking up international capital that might otherwise be invested in the developing world. But Lula's former allies say there's a deeper problem. Congressman Fernando Gabeira says the president isn't prepared to make big changes. He and his party are behaving themselves just like the more conventional governments before them, except they're more incompetent, Gabeira says. He says Lula has stacked the ministries with thousands of party loyalists, many unqualified. The Workers' Party's image has also been stained by the recent revelation that an aide to Lula's chief of staff solicited bribes from the gambling industry. Congressman Gabeira says the experience of electing Lula has been sobering for a former leftist revolutionary such as himself. Maybe this expectation that we can create spectacular new worlds really just condemns us to permanent frustration, Gabeira says. As if to underscore the point, Lula says that whatever others may think of him, he's never considered himself a leftist, despite his years wearing the red star on his lapel. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.